We are learning Maseches Menachos. We are in the first parak. We're up to Mishnah Dalet, beginning Mishnah Dalet, which contrasts that which we learned yesterday in the previous Mishnah. Here it's Ketzad Lo Karav Hamatzir Kimitzvaso. We're talking about, of course, as the Maseches implies, the Mincha, the flower offering. And one of the stages is the kmitza, the scooping up of the flour with one's three middle fingers. And one not only has to do the actions proper, but also has to have the proper machshavos, the proper thoughts. One is not allowed to have the thought of chutz linkomo, that's being offered outside of the designated place of the Beis HaMikdash. One does so, then it invalidates the offering. One who has the intention of chutz lizmano outside of the proper time, let's say, for example, for it to be offered or eaten, the leftovers, then not only does it invalidate the offering, but also a person will be chayav kares. Now, what happens in the event that a person does both? So that's what this Mishnah is now going to tell us, that because it's so far removed from the proper way of performing the service, that you had two improper thoughts of brought certain parts of the action outside of the proper place and some of the action outside of the proper time, then you're not going to get kares, it'll just invalidate the offering because it's so removed from what you were supposed to have done. And that's what the language of this Mishnah is. Ketzad lo karav hamatzir kimitzvaso, that you did not bring it properly, this offering, to the point that it would not have been permissible because of additional reasons other than one mistake, namely two mistakes. That's what Mishnah says. Kamatz chutzim komo. Person scoops up the flour with the improper thought, thinking it will be done outside of the place. V'nasan b'kli, v'hilach v'hikter chutzos manu, the next three stages of the avoda, which is accepting the flour into a vessel, carrying it over to an altar, v'hikter, and having it burned, and your thoughts were chutzos manu, that you will eat it outside of the proper time, out of the proper time. So you did two things wrong, two improper thoughts. And therefore, because there's two mistakes, it invalidates the offering, there's no kares. Oh, shekamatz chutzos mano. For that matter, you can reverse it or say in any direction, as long as there's two mistakes, then it invalidates the offering completely. That a person did the kmitza with the thought of it being chutzos mano, that I'll do this outside, or the rest of the avoda outside of the proper time frame. But also, the other parts were thought, were improper thoughts at outside the proper place. So whichever way that you reverse it, but you had two improper thoughts, or for that matter, a minchas chote and minchas kenaos. As Rabbi Rachman mentioned in the first Mishnah, there's an exception when it comes to two of the flower offerings, namely the sin offering and the kenaos, which is brought when it comes to a woman who is a sota or suspected of having, because she secluded herself with a man other than her husband, therefore she's brought to the Kohen where she drinks this concoction to see, in fact, if she was faithful. So in these offerings, it must be designated specifically for that person. That had been lishma. If it was for any other reason, then it also invalidates it. So if a person did these things shlo lishma, she comes from shlo lishma, v'nosen mekli v'hilach v'hikter chutz lizmanam. Oh, she comes chutz lizmanam v'nosen mekli v'hilach v'hikter shlo lizmanam. Oh, she comes v'nosen mekli v'hilach v'hikter shlo lishma. Or in addition to not having the proper intention that it was not lishma, you also had during any of these stages of bringing these two mincha offerings the improper thought of either doing it outside of the place at the proper time. In this situation, the Mishnah says, Zehu shlo karav hamatzir kmitzvaso. This is a situation where because you had two improper thoughts, therefore we say that the laws of Pigul do not apply in that. You will not get the punishment of karis. However, in the event that a person has these two improper thoughts, certainly the karban is considered to be pasul, invalidated.